The travelling Wilburys and handle with care. 22 tonight. I got a feeling that our next guest needs to be handled with care a little later this afternoon. It's time for
Pasco, Pasco, have you turned it off? And then can you turn it on again? Hey.
Yes, Richard Pasco, Adelaide Tech Guy, joins us this morning. Hello.
Good morning, Adam. Morning to all the listeners. Happy Melbourne Cup Day.
Happy Melbourne Cup Day to you. The race that stops by the pub, you say?
Exactly right.
Very good. Excellent indeed. Good to see the ability to do so.
And there was which was great.
Touch and go there for a bit.
But we can stand up outside.
Yes.
But we can't stand up inside because we might get COVID.
Right.
But outside the door?
No dramas at all.
Inside the pub, got to sit down somewhere. So yes.
Hey, let's talk this brand new fangled phone you've got, this iPhone 12 Pro. You were saying last week that perhaps there was an issue with some battery life.
I was. So I wasn't impressed when I first did it because I had backed up everything on the old one, brought it all over to the new one, a snapshot. Mm-hmm. At the time. Now, it turns out that when I turned around, and what I did was, because I was having such bad battery life, I wiped the phone.
Yep.
And this time I only brought over, I didn't bring over the backup, I only brought over things like my contacts, my photos, only the essentials over there, and then re-downloaded all the apps, and battery life is superb in it.
Right,
so okay. It's a bit of a lesson for people out there. With your iPhone or an Android phone, you're having problems with it, why not set it up as a brand new phone? I did put instructions up on the website if you want to go along and have a look.
Good.
But it is like a breath of fresh air when you do it.
Okay, because it does sound a bit like a bit of a kerfuffle if you don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly right.
Right, so get up on the website, adelaidetechguy.com.au, of course, and check that out, because once you know, life's a whole bunch better.
That's right.
Nice.
And battery life's superb there now. So, yes, getting nearly 2 days out of it.
Right. And wow, that's great.
Yes.
For something that's meant to, you know, it's got all the features and all the fandangles, 2 days is a great news. Now, let's talk about Internet Explorer. Not a happy Christmas for Internet Explorer.
No, we brought it up to you before. If you're still using Internet Explorer, you should not be using it at all. Microsoft don't want you to use it. It doesn't display the web how it should be displayed. It's insecure. So what's going to happen now is they've actually picked out 1,156 websites. If you're still one of those people that use Internet Explorer, it's going to open up. It's going to go, no, we're not opening. We're going to go over to Edge, and they'll open up at Edge. So we'll literally just launch Edge for you.
Wow, okay.
So, you know, they're saying it's time for Internet Explorer to go. I can't see it being around this time next year at all, but it is an integral part of Windows at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You can't uninstall it. Just don't use it at all.
Right. You can't uninstall something they don't want you to use. That sounds,
exactly right.
That sounds very Microsoft of them.
It is, Adam. So, yes.
Very good. Now, let's talk about another Apple product. We've talked about the iPhone. We're talking about Apple One. That sounds like a very 2020 thing to say. Apple One.
Apple One.
Put a plus on the end and you'll be fine.
Exactly right. So Apple One is their services they've bundled all together. It was released last Friday, very quiet release. You know, hardly anything was said. So it's released in America, England, here and Canada. So there is three tiers on there as well. So an individual, you can get your Apple Music, your Apple TV Plus, Apple Arcade, which is a gaming console. So all free games in there, 50 gigabyte cloud storage for $20 a month. Family pack, which you can share with six family members, you get the music, the TV Plus, the games, 200 gigabyte cloud storage for $25.95 a month. Remember, you can share it. Then there is the premier one, where you get Apple Music, the TV, the games, Apple News Plus, which means that you can go along. I think you've got subscriptions to well over 100 magazines on there as well.
Right.
Apple Fitness Plus, which is coming in December, which is all the workout things, which is sending a shiver down every gym owner in the land. And 2 terabytes of iCloud storage for $39.95 a month and can be shared amongst six family members. You can save a lot of money on all of those when you weigh up. If you're paying for Apple Music, iCloud storage, it really will save you money on there as well.
Okay, good one.
So, you know, it's all about bundling it all together. One charge per month saves you a few dollars, which is what we need to at the moment. It's got a 30-day free trial as well. On there. So if you sign up for it, you get 30 days for nothing, which is great.
It is great. That's good to know. Now, let's talk about the NBN. There's been some news there too.
Look, there has. So the chair of the ACCC, Rod Sims, not his biggest fan, as people who've listened to me before
probably
would
not
know. Yeah, reminds me of Clint Eastwood in Gran Torino, get off my lawn. It's probably got as much IT skill in there as well. Sorry, Rob. He told the Senate's estimates on Tuesday night that the consumer watchdog was determined to ensure NBN's 12 megabit down, 1 megabit plan remained low and prices at the low end would not rise if we have anything to do with it. I've got to say, if you're on that plan, get off it. It is the worst plan that you can go on. Should not even be sold. It is only designed for people out there who've got a home phone to make sure that that works. They still want it to work. It is the slowest thing out there. And they're the people that go along, I hate to say it, and go, you know, Adam, the NBN's no quicker than what I used to have because you signed up for that plan. Telstra don't sell that plan. But a few of the other providers out there do still sell that plan for people who want the cheap end. Do not go on that plan. It is, to me, it's a one-way ticket to hating when you go on the internet.
We are not that far away from seeing the death of the home phone, right?
God, but so I always say to people, if it's not Aunt Doris, don't answer the phone.
Right. I mean,
we love Aunt Doris.
Right. Why don't we just a gold leaf invitation for people who want to sell you scams to come into your home and do so.
Exactly right.
That's what a home phone does.
We'll go back to the door-to-door scam salesperson.
Yes. Hello, ma'am. Your pots, your pans. Yeah, all of that. No, don't get one. I haven't had one in years. Your regular phone's fine. You don't have to get up to answer it.
No. And you can see who's ringing you and all. So
right,
yes.
Exactly. Now, Richard, Melbourne Cup, have you got a tip?
I do. Somebody told me about a month ago, a man who claimed he was a gambling expert, didn't live in a caravan, I've got to say.
Right, very good.
Lived in a very nice house as well, Finch.
Finch. Number 11, Finch.
Number 11,
six.
Finch. Yep.
Chris Waller trained, Jamie McDonald on it. I say these things like I know. Also,
you're reading the paper, aren't you?
Right, our Saturday All Sports legend, Eddie, also picked Finch. There you go. Could have some credence.
There we go.
All right. Well, the Milky Bars will be on you should that come and eventuate.
Gamble responsibly, people.
Indeed. Someone else's house is what you bet. Thank you, Richard. We'll talk again next week. All the best with the cup and enjoy your sitting down and your drinking.
Thank you, Adam. Talk to you next week.
See you, mate. That is Richard Pascoe, Adelaide Tech Guy, talking all things tech and a little bit of horse as well.